Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, November 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Justice. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles and explore the hidden knowledge tucked away within them. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're delving into the intriguing life and legacy of Justice. Now, if you've ever stumbled upon an article like this, you might wonder, who was Justice? What impact did he have on history? And why does he warrant detailed documentation? Join me as we piece together the narratives and legacies associated with the name Justice. So here's a quick overview for starters. Justice is a name shared by several notable figures throughout history. From saints and martyrs to missionaries and secular thinkers, the name carries various associations across different eras and geographical regions. It's fascinating how one simple name can encapsulate so much historical diversity. Let's begin our journey with one of the most prominent figures, Justice of Canterbury. He was an early Archbishop of Canterbury, which is today a position recognized worldwide in the Anglican Communion. But where did it all begin for him? In the quaint yet tumultuous era of the early 7th century, Justice was sent from Rome as a missionary to England, part of a group dispatched by Pope Gregory the Great. This mission was pivotal. It laid the groundwork for the Christianization of England. Imagine stepping foot in a scarcely Christian land, tasked with spreading a new faith, gives a new perspective on what dedication truly means, doesn't it? As an early leader of the church in England, Justice faced numerous challenges. Yet, he played a critical role in establishing a foundation for what would eventually become the powerful Church of England. Now, take a moment and consider the tenacity and courage it took for someone like Justice to undertake such missions. How does this reflect on the missions or purposes we undertake today in fields as different as technology or social change? Let's fast forward in time to another remarkable figure, the Roman governor Justice, remembered for something rather unique. While not involved in spreading religious faith, he held the distinction of remaining neutral during turbulent times of political upheaval. At one point, his neutrality allowed for peace and stability within his jurisdiction. Here's a thought. Can we draw parallels between Justice's political approach and some of today's leaders? What lessons might there be in balancing bias and neutrality while carving out a path of fair governance? On a different trajectory altogether, there's Justice, the son of Jacob in the biblical testament of Simeon. Quite different from a governor or an archbishop, the biblical accounts offer narratives concerning familial relationships and legacies that shaped entire tribal communities. Now, why mention such disparate figures under the same name? What threads could possibly weave them together? While the contexts and their actions varied, they share a name synonymous with virtues such as righteousness, integrity, and a dedication to duty, which transcends their individual stories. Perhaps there's an underlying message about the significance of upholding values amidst our various pursuits in life. As just mentioned, these individuals shared a name linked with integrity and righteousness, characteristics still valued in society today. As we explore technological advances, it's vital to consider how these attributes can underpin ethical developments and societal shifts. What does it mean to be just in the modern world? How do we incorporate historical narratives and human values while navigating technology's rapid evolution? But our journey doesn't end here. Justice, in certain contexts, also stands as a symbolic name used in religious and historical texts, often implying someone who aligns with justice and virtue. This invites an interesting question. How do names and titles carry weight in shaping destiny or behavior over time? The concept of naming and identity is particularly resonant in today's world, where we grapple with notions of identity in a digital age. How do our names and the history they might carry influence who we are? So as we wrap up today's episode, here's something to ponder. How will your story be remembered? What kind of legacy will your name carry? And how does it resonate with those of historical figures like Justice? Perhaps more importantly, how do we cultivate a legacy that contributes meaningfully to the future? Until next time on Wikipedia, keep unraveling the threads of history, questioning the past to enlighten the future. Dive deeper into the articles that pique your curiosity, just as we've done today. And remember, every name, every story holds a piece of the vast human tapestry. Thank you for joining, and I look forward to exploring more hidden gems with you soon.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Justice. Thanks for listening. See you next time.